The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're celebrating World Water Day and exploring what it means in California. Every year on March 22nd, people around the globe pause to recognize the World Water Day, a day established by the United Nations to highlight the importance of fresh water and to advocate for sustainable management of this vital resource. It's a global conversation, but here in California, it's also deeply personal. Water defines our history. From the Gold Rush in 1849, when miners first diverted rivers under the doctrine of prior appropriation, to the development of massive infrastructure like the Central Valley Project and the State Water Project. California has always been shaped by how we move, manage, and value water. Our system of water rights, blending both appropriative and riparian doctrines, reflects just how precious and contested water has been in arid and semi-arid states. But World Water Day isn't just about history. It's about where we are today. California's water challenges are complex. Groundwater supplies about 40% of the state's water in an average year, and even more during droughts. Decades of overpumping have led to subsidence in parts of the Central Valley, permanently lowering land surfaces and damaging infrastructure. In response, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, was signed into law in 2014, requiring local agencies to bring groundwater basins into balance over the next two decades. At the same time, we're rethinking how we use floodwater. Innovative approaches like flood-managed aquifer recharge, often called FloodMar, captures high flow during wet years and intentionally recharges groundwater basins. These projects don't just store water underground. They reduce flood risk and help stabilize supplies for rural communities. And then there's the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, the heart of California's water distribution system. It connects the northern rivers to the farms and cities in the San Joaquin Valley and Southern California. But it also faces an enormous pressure from ecological decline, saltwater intrusion, and aging levees. World Water Day reminds us that our water systems are interconnected. What happens in one watershed affects communities hundreds of miles away. At the California Water Institute, World Water Day is also about education and engagement. This year, we're also celebrating World Water Day in a creative way. We're hosting a photo contest that invites Fresno State students to capture how water shows up in their daily lives. Maybe it's irrigation on the farm, water flowing through campus fountains, a glass of tap water at home, or even stormwater filling a neighborhood basin after a rain. The goal is simple: to help us see water not just an infrastructure or policy, but as a something woven into our everyday experiences. When students reflect on where their water comes from and how it's used, they begin to understand the systems, science, and people behind every drop. So today, as we recognize World Water Day, I invite you to take a moment. Turn on your tap, look at your landscape, think about the rivers, aquifers, reservoirs, and wetlands that make daily life possible. Water may seem ordinary, but in California, it's extraordinary. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.